little baby.
What have we got here? Goodness me, that's my mum. She looked 9 months old. Yeah. Oh, she was a chubster, wasn't she?
That's me.
That's your daughter, Sheila.
Yeah.
She really was chubby. That's what Caleb was like when he was little, isn't that funny? And this is my dog that I got crazily when I was at university.
Oh, nice,
isn't it? I don't know where he's got just the arm to clue.
That's it.
That's Marcus, my brother.
Yeah, after Marcus, John, eh?
No, after that wedding album.
Oh, it's coming along. It's rolling in.
And that's
my wedding.
That's my mum's wedding, so your daughter's wedding.
No, it's mine.
1970.
I don't know. And
these are all children.
That's me as a little girl.
I don't
girl.
Know where it's gone, Justin.
Look at all children.
These were all... There's Trevor's wedding.
Yeah, that's wedding again.
Gosh, look at those. I remember these pictures so well. That was me as a little baby.
Oh, that was Sheila.
Oh, that was me, Justine.
Mm.
And Marcus. Good grief. Now then, I've no idea who these people are. Those are really old pictures. Do you know, Grandad?
I can't see them.
Can't make out who's right, really.
These, I think, are relatives of... I don't know whether they're your relatives, Grandad, or Nana's. In fact, it probably...
That's Ada's mum, I think.
Is it?
Yep.
It's the only picture I have of her.
And these here. These are Ada's mum. And that's her Uncle Arthur.
Yeah, my uncle.
And that's...
That was him, who was it?
Somebody shivering in Canada.
They were all.
He got that killed in 40s.
Cousin John. That were my cousin John. He went to Canada.
Well, he's obviously in some war uniforms.
He got killed in Italy.
John Garner.
Gosh. And this...
That's my uncle.
So that is my great-grandmother. And she must have died about 80 years ago then. Gosh, it's amazing we've got pictures of her.
Ada never knew her mum.
No.
Are you putting the music on?
In a minute.
Go on then, pop it on.
No, I never knew my mother.
No, she was only...
My dad never talked about her, and I never got to know anything. What she was like.
She was only about 2 years old, and just over when her mum died. After the birth of her brother.
Yeah, John, yeah.
See, it with she died.
Yeah, I don't know where the wedding thing is, I've no idea.
I don't know if I've ever seen your wedding pictures, so they may not have been around for a while.
Music,
yeah, we used to have some in a little album, anyway.
Gosh, look at all these, that's our old house. Goodness me, that's your mum, Grandad.
Hey.
Isn't that your mum?
I can't see this one.
Yes, that's my mum.
Looking formidable.
You better go for him, you.
Thank you.
The music
on. The music, one plug put in first.
Can't
It's not working,
put the plug in first.
Can't do it.
You can sit and look at these postcards. Do you want to spend
a bit? Can't do it.
What do you want? Let's see a nice picture there.
Nice music, Grand.
Yeah, you're a bonny girl.
I can't think whether that's
a
delicious or
a... I'm in
Grandpa. Bessie.
What?
I'm a Bessie, that, I think. My mum and my sister.
Yeah. Bessie's your older sister, no?
No, they were a brother, Emily, and then Bessie, and then Alice, and then there were Frieda, and then Dillis.
And then you and Tommy.
And then there was our Tommy, our Jack, and then in between me and our Jack, there was another one. A young boy and he died just after birth with meningitis.
Oh really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Gosh. So there would have been 10 of you?
There was 10.
There was 10?
Yeah. The 5 boys and 5 girls.
God.
What do you want, though?
And I would have been the youngest of boys.
What do you
want to do, dear? Well, I'm still the youngest.
Yeah.
Because he was the oldest, he's dead. Millie's dead.
So, are you the only one left?
There's me and Dillis now.
And how old's Dillis then?
Dillis, 84.
Right, okay. Blimey.
Little girl here just...
God,
we didn't believe in a lot of photographs in my young days.
No, and nor did my mum and dad. We don't really have
cameras,
any.
Cameras, they weren't heard of, really.
Do you know, I think...
And then
I...
when they did come out, they were like a little box camera. You used to look through a little aperture like that.
Things have changed, you know.
Just a bit. I don't even know what I'm looking at in these pictures. What are we looking at here? Oh, that's you, Nan. Looking rather posh. It looked like you're at a wedding.
I think that looks like me with legs. Am I right?
No, it's me, but it's your legs. I've got your legs, sadly. One of the unfortunate inheritances in the Birch side of things is our substantial legs. Oh, dear.
That's John.
That's Trevor.
Oh, Trevor, is it?
Yeah, that's Trevor.
Trevor.
Mm. And that's your house at Dimple.
Oh, yeah. And that is...
No longer there.
No longer there. It's in ruins.
Been all knocked down. Every house was knocked down.
It's a shame. It's a beautiful house.
All the cobbles took up.
And the outer
all the
children.
Big flags were took up.
You can see how it were all straight.
And all stones of the houses, them big stones they were built up, I think they used them for reservoir repairs and whatnot, you know.
And why did they knock them down?
They said they were condemned.
Because?
No back doors and fire exits on them and that.
And this is us coming trudging up street, Lickland.
Yeah.
And that was my friend.
So, which is your house? Was your house one of those?
It's the second one from the top.
So not one of those in the picture, yeah.
That's the house as my Uncle Jack. My uncle used to come home from work drunk and he used to stand there with you over that door and went whizzing back in on my auntie's a sideboard, and she doted on that sideboard. She polished every day, and he was this thing after.
Oh dear.
He have had some fun in our times, you know.
Ah, there's some wedding pictures. Look, there you go.
Yeah, them was.
That great, was much more glamorous wedding than mine was.
Very funny that. Huh. I got a letter. It was my grandma's got it. And she said, "Here, there's a letter come for you." She said, "You've got to go into town and you've got to meet this bug." She says, "And there's a boy on it, come from Canada, and it's your cousin." She said, "No," she said, "you've got to go down to the station," she said, and bring him home here. Because my grandma couldn't go to bed. So I said, "Well, how do I know him? Have you got a photo?" She said, "No." And about 100 coming over, you know, off this boat. Well, I said, "How am I going to?" I said, "I can't stand on bus station going to every chappie." So, and she said, "Well," she said, "his name is such a thing." Well, it was his name, I forget it now. Anyway. She said, "The train will come in." She found that out from her. And so I went, and I'm walking up and down this place, and now I could see all these men. I thought, "What the heck can I do here? I don't know any of them." But I had a photograph of John, and I kept looking at it, but I couldn't see anybody like him, you see. Well, when I found out after, it was a young fort, and he was getting a bit older. So anyway, I kept on, and then people kept going off like and leaving so many on. So anyway, eventually, I got near to him because the people had practically gone.
Yeah.
So, but what do you say to somebody? It was a funny situation.
You'd have thought, he'd have said, "Oh, I'll have some to me hand, or
you know,
I'm John or something."
Yeah, yeah, you'd have a sign now, wouldn't you? Saying.
So I said, "I'm sorry," I said, "am I speaking to John Lennon?" He said, Yes, yeah, he said, are you heard her? I said, yeah. Oh, I said that now.
That's a relief.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm. Yeah, remember that. Mm. Yeah. He were only over for a day now.
Now that's me.
Yeah, I remember that little
girl. Do you know, that's one of the... That's one of the... I remember... I don't know what age I was there. I don't know, 2.5, 3, something like that. I do remember having that dress on with the little red hearts. And I do remember them saying, put your thumb down in the photograph. And I couldn't do it. I don't know why, but I remember them asking me. I remember me thinking, it just doesn't go down.
Do you not remember that? When the ice cream man was coming?
No.
You said, Nana, cream man's here.
Oh, really?
It weren't that way.
You were stood up in your cot or something. Oh, no, Justine, I've not heard him yet. Oh, yes, Nana, he's there. He's coming down. Now you go and miss him.
Every time. He always rung his bell in front of my door.
I know, we have one that does that now.
I couldn't get away.
Now that is me in my wedding dress.
Which it's wedding, isn't
that's
it?
That's my wedding.
No, that's your wedding, yeah.
Which, because we didn't have a professional photographer 16th. Or anything.
It's your anniversary this December 16th, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, 10 years, yeah.
How long is it?
10 years this time, just
so that was 10 years ago.
It's flipping flew over, hasn't it? Eden's 8, isn't he?
Yeah.
Iris is 6, is she? Caleb's 3 this time, is
yeah,
he?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, 23rd of January, is it?
You've got a... Now you remember, I can't remember.
I say, oh, the next 10 years, happiest the one you have, and use as many children again.
Good grief, look at that. That's not flattering of me, is it, crikey? Oh, and the dogs as well. Look at that.
Are these dogs?
Yeah, that was your dog, which was that?
Yeah,
Sasha. Sasha.
Trixie.
And, Trixie. Trixie was a while ago. That's Sasha and Duke.
Yeah, Duke and Sasha.
Yeah,
well, it must be 6 years. 2004. Sasha died, 6 years.
Is it really that long ago? Yeah. Oh, gosh, look at that.
I look very pompous there, don't think that big fur coat on.
I think you look fabulous. You're very glamorous, Nan. Very glamorous. You look like some kind of Russian...
I don't know, till I've been dinner. I'm not sure. You're not giving up.
Well, to be fair, it was quite chilly in the church. It's a good job you did, and it was December.
Yeah, that was my father. That's my father.
And so what's the picture? What am
he
I looking
was
at?
Over that river up at going on Belmont. Yeah. Over what do you call it?
So this is the team. What are they doing? So this is them building the reservoir.
Well, they were putting pipe for.
He was the foreman in charge of reservoirs.
He was in charge of everything.
You know, workmen on reservoirs.
A long time.
They're reinforcing the sides of a reservoir, you know, building it up a bit.
If you go there now, can you still see the work that they did on the...
Oh, probably. They're still the same reservoirs, yeah.
Wow.
Mm. He was.
That's an amazing... I mean, that, you know, from a social history point of view, because that is what...
That's flipping years ago.
80, 90 years ago.
He used to take out tricks, yeah.
Maybe even
I don't know how old your dad was when he was there. Oh.
Well, he was near, I think. Ah. Well, he wasn't retiring age.
Well, he was 70 when he died. Mm. Yeah, 71, 70 or 71.
And
when
he looks
died.
About, and when did
well, he was.
Because he was retired when I got married. And
well,
I
he didn't did that way, he did that for a long time.
In that
time
house
ago.
With the dad.
So that's likely to be before Nan was born, do you think?
Oh, that was when he was working.
You see, he
lived... How long ago that is before he retired,
I don't know. All I remember about my dad, well, I remember all that, but he started being ill and he had a stroke and his leg went. And every night, my dad had to massage his leg twice a day. He couldn't walk at all. And I don't know if times I did it, day and night. And I got him walking, you know, just a bit. And eventually it caught up to him.
So he died how long ago? What was his name?
Thomas Bentley.
Thomas Bentley, and he died when he was 70.
He was 70 or 71 when he died, yeah.
They were all 70.
So that would have been in your 20s. So we're looking at 60 years ago he died-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was my dad.
That's a while ago then,
really. He died in 1951, I think.
I mean, my mother had died then. He was on his own then.
Oh.
Iris, come and look at these pictures. Do you know who this little lady is here?
You.
That was me. About she Caleb's age. And this is
your great-nana's
father. So that's your great-great-granddad building the wall for the reservoir in Belmont.
She's a great-great-great, aren't you? You're a great-great-girl.
That photograph is probably about 100 years old. Well, the photograph isn't, but the image is about 100 years old.
It's like a railway line, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah.
We've just been looking at loads and loads of old pictures. Let me show you a couple just quickly. So you've seen that one. Let me just show you.
Do you know who that is?
That's you and that's you.
Yeah.
Look, there's the bridesmaids.
That's when me and Ada got married.
But we were young then. Only as old as your mummy then.
And that little girl there who's pushing that enormous silver cross pram up those cobbles is your grandma, Sheila. Grandma in Wales.
That were a good
name. And that's where she used to live. That's what the grandma's always telling you stories about. The sheep used to come in the house, didn't she? Grandma's always telling Iris about how there used to be sheep coming in and out of the house that she used to be terrified.
Yes, she did. A dimple.
Yeah, we don't get that now, do we?
Took a sandwich out of Sheila's hand.
Oh, really?
Come in, cry.
I don't know who these people are. Well, that's Nana there. I don't know who any of these people are.
This is where my dad started with his stroke.
This is me. That's me. And that's Sherry, your old dog Sherry. Picture of her over there.
Look at that.
Let's have a look what else we've got here.
Pretty that, eh?
And this is Nana's mum. And sadly, when Nana was two, her mum died, so she didn't have a mum to look after her when she was little. But that's a picture of her mum. And do you remember me saying when I used to wear my mum refused to do my hair anymore because I used to make such a fuss, so I had to learn to do it myself. So I had to learn to plait my hair at five, and that's what I used to do, plait it. And wear it like, there was something on telly about somebody called Heidi in this book I had called Heidi.
Have we not got any of you? I think we have some of you, haven't we, John?
We've got plenty on the wall over
there.
Oh, they're
on the wall, you were. Oh,
yeah, I'm just stuck in an album somewhere, but you're on the wall.
A place of honour up there, aren't they?
And that rather handsome little girl was me. Because when we came back from Africa,
is any of these?
These are all me, I think.
Any of these?
That was me in my holly hobby dress when we were kids. Our party outfits were long party dresses.
Who is that?
That's me, yeah.
Not you again.
I actually think we look a bit like each other. Look at that picture of me. It's what you look like.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Good job.
And who's that incredibly beautiful, glamorous picture? Can you see it?
And that is.
Do you recognise the face?
Yep.
That's Grandma.
Trevor again.
Grandma on her wedding day got married in trousers, which caused a bit of a fuss, apparently. Do you look beautiful?
We used to have another, smaller photos, you
I
know.
What we have it.
So where it is, I've no
I want
idea.
My
hello, here he's coming.
Emily.
Oh, he's missing out, he can't see what's going on.
This is Emily.
That's not Emily, that is grandma.
Baby.
That's Caleb.
Who's those? Who's that?
Who's that a picture of?
Who's that there?
Oh, he's dropped.
John.
That's Mummy. That's Mummy in her wedding dress. Looking very red.
Oh, that's...
That's Mum.
Is it Mum?
That's Becky, yeah.
That's Doggy. That's not a Doggy, isn't it?
Yes,
that's
it is.
Who's that?
I want my drink.
That's Nana.
I like a drink. That's Nana. When she got married to Grandad. Oh, look, Grandad's got some hair there.
Night dress.
It's been a while since I've had a nana.
That's nice.
That's great.